Uma série, tia.
The Gemara brings down a drasha to memayet eishisochim shaloi hoya bo ilamoi. That is no din yibum and eishisochim shaloi hoya bo ilamoi. Yesh v'achim yachdov shoyisvim yeshiva achas bo ilam. But if a brother is born later, there is no pasha sivu. That's in the Gemara. This is kasha and rishayim is why I need a pasuk to memayet eishisochim shaloi hoya bo ilamoi. Misvore, I could know that the Yisrochim Shalei Ba'ilomo is part of Me'ivu. How I could know what Misvore? So the Aklal, from Drocheo, Darchei Noya. As I taste the Shtolt, the Kasha. I don't need a Pasuk to Memayet, the Yisrochim Shalei Ba'ilomo. I could figure it out, Misvore. And taste is beers, mecha taste to build out Misvore. Zog taste is, a lot of halachas that we don't have Pesukim. The Moshe, the brother dies and he has kids. And then the kids die. So now, Be'etzim, she's a Yevamo. But the Gemara says in Pesayin, Meisim kechayim, as drocheo darchinoyam, you don't do yibum. So there's no pasuk in it. It's a svore, drocheo darchinoyam, and if the brother dies, even if he has kids b'shas mise, if later the kids die, you don't do yibum. So drocheo darchinoyam, arayim gishtol de halachas of yibum, as they shtar, that even if the kids die, you don't need to do yibum later. And there's no pasuk, it's a svore, drocheo darchinoyam. So let the same drocheo darchinoyam to arayinzetz to us, the Zalbe Drosha, that Lu Yitzuya, the brother dies, and there's no brothers, and then another brother is born, Drochel Darchinoyam, that he doesn't have to do Yibum. So why I need a Pasuk to Memayat Mason, to Memayat Eishisochim Shaloi Beilamoi, I could figure it out, Misvore, I don't need a Pasuk. This is Taisus Kasha. And we spoke out in Ishikun of Kemina, what is exactly the Chisorin of the Darchinoyam? If the Chisorin is that every time when the brother dies and there's no more brothers, she will have to wait. Maybe one day a brother will be born. Or the pshat is, no, Rashi doesn't have to wait. But like Lashon Rashi in the Pesayin Amud Beis, but if the Moshe she will get married, and then will be a new brother, she will have to leave her husband, she will have to do a chalitza, Mizgana al Bailo, Ein Zedarchim Noyam. We need to be, that's not to get what we're handling now. So minute, this is the kasha, I don't need a pasuk. I don't need a pasuk, Yeshu Achim Yachtov, Misvore, I know that's Nishkin Darchim Noyam. Other because to wait is Nishkan Darchinoyam, other to get married and then to leave when a new brother comes into the world is also Nishkan Darchinoyam. So why I need a Pasuk Yeshua Achim Yachtam? This was Taisis Kasha. And we mentioned that Taisis Sarosh and the Ramban and Rabbi Kiveiga medicine bring down a Pashta Teretz. You need a Pasuk in a case that is more brothers. So when the brother dies, she's not Mutar Lashuk. She's anyway waiting. She's Kuka as the other brothers. She anyway cannot get married. So there's no chisol of Darchinoyam. She can't get married. She has to wait. There's different brothers to do yibum. She's not going to get married anyways. She has to wait anyways. And now a new brother is born and he wants to do yibum. As Darchinoyam, he could do yibum. She anyway was waiting. She anyway never got married to no one else. So it's mamash a pel of Taisus. Why Taisus asked the kasha? Teipuk limitzad Darchinoyam is a big nafkimina. As Darchinoyam is only in the case that she was Mutar Lashuk, b'meile to wait is Nishkinoyam, or she gets married and then she becomes Asur is Nishkinoyam, but if it was more brothers, so she was never Mutar Lashuk, she never get married, and now is another brother born, you need Darchinoyam, and as I end for the Teisa Rosh, when as I end for the Ramban, the Ramban says, in the Klum, as I said, but the Rashbo, bleib at the second tenets of the Rashbo. Dr. Abkiveiga, why Teisa didn't answer? It's a good attempt. He's born in this Indian good. Zogam kiveiger in the chidushim. Why they didn't answer? Pasht at us. There's more brothers. There's the chisal of Darchinoyam. Zogam kiveiger in the chidushim. Teisus l'shitoso and af beizam ud alef cannot answer it. Why? What is the yisayt of the Teretz? You asking a kasha teipuk limitzad Darchinoyam that why I need a pasuk to tell me that when there's more brothers I can't, when a brother is born I can't do yibum. Teipuk I can't do yibum because it's not nice that she was mutter and now she's also. She had to wait. It was anyway more brothers. Anyway she was not mutter. Anyway she couldn't get married. So there's no chisson of Darchinoyam. So I'm going to have to say and Beis Amud Aleph. Teisus and Beis Amud Aleph. Teisus and Beis Amud Aleph is handling as a Gemara, we have to know, it's a Mefurish Gemara. I want to make Seder in the Gemara and Yevamos. As a Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph. Achois Isha. All of us know Achois Isha cannot do Yibum. My brother is married to my wife's sister. I can't do Yibum. But then my wife dies. So the Erev becomes Mutar. We call it Nesra Ve'utra. B'Shas Nefila, she was Nesra. She was Achois Isha. My brother's wife is my wife's sister. And my sister is my wife's sister. And my brother dies. I can't do Yibum. And then my wife dies. She becomes Mutar. Nesra Ve'utra. And even there is more brothers in the house. So anyway, this Yevama was not Mutar Lashuk. She was not only Zakuk to me. She was Zakuk to all the other brothers. And anyway, she could not do Yibum. She was not Mutar Lashuk anyways. Even so that she was not Mutar Lashuk. Afilu Hochi. That she was not Mutar Lashuk. Mikol Mokim Kevon Shenesro Shoachas Nesro Ilomis. So Taisus in the Beis Amud Aleph, in the first Teretz, Taisus learned the Zundara Aloche, a lady that became Osur once, Kevon Shenesro Shoachas Nesro Ilomis. Zundara Aloche, Kevon Shenesro Shoachas Nesro Ilomis. Zundara Aloche, Kevon Shenesro Shoachas Nesro Ilomis. Can that? Zundara Aloche. Ina Mizok Taisus, no, it's not because Nesro. Or the Evi Nesro, it's because Darchi Noyam. Evi Nesro is Darchi Noyam. So Taisus, what is the Chisson of Darchi Noyam? She could not get married. It was more brothers. Again, my brother is married to my wife's sister. And my brother dies, I can't do Yibum. But she's not Mutar Lashuk, she has to marry the other brothers. Now my wife dies, I feel like it's not Noyam that I will marry her. Why? So Tesis and Beis Amud Aleph, She'ein ze darchi Noyam, She'tachzor v'tizdakek, L'mishen ha'esro loy. L'mishen niftaro emenu. V'ay b'sha'as nefila she knew that to me no. She knew that she's zakuk to everyone else. But she knew that to me she's not zakuk. She was potter for me, she didn't have to make yibum to me. And ein zedarchi noyam. So we see in Teisves a new kind of chisson of darchi noyam that we never found somewhere else. We found in Teis in the Rishonim, to wait is not noyam. To get married and then to leave the husband is not noyam. A new noyam zak Teisves in Beis Amud Aleph. If someone was potter from someone, and now you put him back into the picture, ein ze darken noyam shetachzo v'tizdakek l'zeh shenifterah emenu. Sinishken noyam, she fell free from him, and that was a mishal of the matzav, she knew him not, him yes. Sinishken noyam. So we have a poshne plan in our suge. A poshne plan in our suge. You're right, there is no, if there's more brothers, what are we asking? What is this kasha? Sinishken darchi noyam. We ask him the kasha, but there's enough kamina where I need a pasuk with his more brothers. There is no chisorin of darchi noyam. So I need a pasuk that I can't do yibun l'shalom ha'rabai lamoi. When there's more brothers, there's no chisorin of noyam. Because anyway she can't get married. Anyway she's not marrying someone else. So mitzad darchi noyam, I could have married a new brother. But because it's shalom ha'rabai lamoi, you'll be potu. So I'm giving a egel name. Lefitei se l'shita asoi. It's also chisorin of darchi noyam. She'en ze darchi noyam she'tachzor v'tizdakek l'mi she'niftara emenu. She was never zoking to this new brother that was born now. And now this new brother came into the picture. Ein ze darchi noyam that she'll be nizdakek to someone that she was not zoking in the beginning. It's not noyam. Ein ze darchi noyam. So enoch nami. There's a new brother born now. Before this brother was not there. B'shas misa, she was not zoking to this new brother. He was not around. And now she's zoku to this new brother. Ain't ze darchi noyam shetachzo v'tizdakek v'mishe niftara emenu. So again, what?
She never niftara emenu.
I mean the first one, Kibbeinu says in the Chiddushim. As I said, Kibbeinu in the Chiddushim. So now, so we had a kasha. Taste as I don't need a posuk shelo ba'i lomai. I could figure out that the new brother doesn't do yibum as darchi noyam. Zok the Rashba, I have a chetim to when there's more brothers as darchi noyam. She's anyway also lashuk. She's anyway cannot get married. So it's not enough kumina. So b'chagam, I need a pasuk that the new brother cannot do yibum. So I'm giving if you taste this is also included in darchi noyam. She'ein ze darchi noyam. She tells him with his dark. Let me she niftara emenu. So he was out and now he's in. She felt that she has only four people to choose. She was all dividing her head. If this one, this one, this one. Pitam anu zach. A ganza naya zach. Ein ze darchi noyam. Aber Rav Kivayger la Mishnayis, Zogt Rav Kivayger la Mishnayis, no, it's not a Mahalach. The Svorah of Tesis was, Ein ze darchi noyam, Rabbi, shetachzu v'tizdakek, Lemi sheniftara emenu. If that brother was living, in the case of Achos Isha, she was my, that wife was my wife's sister, and she was potu for me, and now she becomes chayev to me, this is the Lashon HaTesis. Ein ze darchi noyam, shetachzu v'tizdakek, shetachzoir. V'tizdakek l'mishenifter ha'imenu. Oh, but no one exists. And now he exists? A nuzach? That's the nikki chisson of darchi noyam. Mele, if it's no brother, so she has to wait, or she got married, and now she's also, this is Nishka Noyam. But if it's more brothers, what are you telling me? You're right, she's also Lashuv, but it's not Noyam, a new person. Teis never said a new person is not Noyam. Not Noyam is, if she was Potiphar and Tasbat is Nakik, this is Nishka Noyam. But a new person, this is Nishka Chisaron in Noyam. This is Nishka Chisaron in Noyam, a new person. But as they come to Rik the Kasha, so what is this? Is kasha tepuk lemitzad darchi noyam? I don't need a pasuk in Eishav Shoei Boi Lomoi because it's not noyam. What? So the Rashba, I have a chetimtza. When it's more brothers, so b'chai gavne, there's no chisoron of noyam because anyway she has to wait. Anyway she can't get married to someone else. So there's no nefkimine. And the man now, if the new brother comes, out to noyam, she could get married. But she can't get married. Shloya boy lomay. And when we try to answer the taste, she tosses that the new brother is nishken noyam. It's only if she was nesal to him, and now she's mutter to him. This is nishken noyam. But if he never exists, avada it's noyam. Avada it's noyam. So, but as we have a kasha b'chay gavne, we need a pasuk. So, taste is kasha is nishken kasha. That's as Erev Kiveger bleibt the chidushim of the Mishnayos. It's a starke kasha. And the svorev Rav Kiveger. That we say that svara, that Tesis only meant that if she's potur and she comes back, it's not noyam. Or if she anyway can't get married and a new person comes into the picture, it's noyam. Rav Nochum says in Sefer that it's mefurish in Rashba, that avada it's called noyam. Because the Rashba Bayo says that it's called noyam. Right? The Rashba says that I need a posuk in a case that is mul brothers, she anyway cannot get married, she anyway is also to the shuk. And b'chai gavne, if a new brother is born, it's noyam. But man, I need a posuk b'chai gavne, as I state in the Rashba. This is the second tenet of the Rashba by us. And this is Kasha. And the Rashba of Memalef, in the sugi of Hutro, Venesro, Vechosro, Vehutro, Shittas HaRashba, we said in the Yud Aleph, the Rashba Memalef learns that the Ishisach never comes back. Zog the Rashba, Vehutro, Venesro, Vechosro, Vehutro, Tachsro, Leter, Rishon, the Rashba says, Avada, the Ishisach doesn't come back. Because she was Hutor, even she was Nesa, Zog the Rashba, but even if the Ishisach doesn't come back, but the Mitzvah Yibum doesn't come back. So the Rashba himself in the Memalef says, "Ein ze darki noyam shetachzu v'tizdakek v'mishen nifteroy menu." I by Yossi says, "When his more brothers, there's no chisaron of noyam." That's because by Yossi, he was never nifter from him. So mainly we come to Rik, so we have the kasha here in Tesis. So nochamol, Tesis is asking a kasha: why I need a pasuk that shaloi haboi lomoi cannot do ibum tepuk lemitzad noyam? That it's not noyam. As even when the kids die, we say tepuk lemitzad noyam. Also here tepuk lemitzad noyam. Frank the Rashbo, Tesarosh, I'm kivehemger. The portion of kemine when his more brothers mitzad noyam. She was anyway not getting married. She was anyway also b'meile. It's noyam that a new brother will do ibum. Aber mit Zeit schreibe ich lobe, you cannot do Yibum. So what is this is Kashi? Teipu le mitzad achi noyam? It's not a grace enough kemine? It's not a grace enough kemine? When it's more brothers. It's in ishtok in chisaron for noyam. Aber I need a pasuk if shalai yabo I lobe. What's it a Kashi? It's not developed, the Teretz is it. Berchonon is Meramez, Nochem is Meramez. Behemes, the Teretz alein in Ksa v'choysim from Rab Kiva Eger. Sefer Ksa v'choysim Simen Samachay. Rab Kiva Eger himself says the Shtekotei. It's a two-lap kivayeg. One place he tried one way, and the Mishnayos it was choyzer from it, and the Ksav b'choysem, kismiyodas from Rav Kiveg, I think it was more from the shiur in the Ksav b'choysem, Rav Kiveg and Shir said, Yo HaMahalach. As a chkir, what is the pshat in Dar Chinoyam? We spoke it out, but I want to make it clear. What is the pshat in Dar Chinoyam? One pshat we could learn in Dar Chinoyam, as every sedo haklal, ese doicha loisasem. Sido haklal, God will call kovod abriyas, shedoicha lo yisasem. Sido sheva al tase. Mitzvah de rabim shayni, kovod abriyas. There's a lot of klolim in Torah that means to say, I have to do a mitzvah, but it's not kovod abriyas. It's not doicha, right? I'm all in Torah, but the Torah rabim, I'm not to do aveira. Sido has a musogim that, es doicha lo yisasem. Sido aveira, es doicha lo yisasem. What's coming to? Says, what's that? Dachel Baruch Hinoya? You have to do mitzvah Yibum. Hashem wants you to be a nice person. I can't do Yibum. It's not a nice person to do Yibum. So Dachel Baruch Hinoya. You're right. Ba'etzem she's a Yibum. She's a Yivala. It's Mishka Noya. It's not Noya. It's not nice. Not nice. So we give up. We don't do the mitzvah. So we'll call it, it's a new din. It's called Baruch Hinoya. I'll explain it in a second more. Other name, it's not a new din. Darchei Noyam is a way how to darshan psukim. It's not Hekesh, it's not B'mamotzinu, it's not Binyanav, Vozeh, V'gilo Alzeh, it's not Darchei Noyam. I don't know how to darshan beben enloy. Means that if he's dead with kids, I don't do yibum. But if the kids die later, I can't do yibum anymore. Only when if he's dead, there's no kids, I do yibum. Or the next, I don't ben enloy. What is the pshat ben enloy? Not if he doesn't have a kid now. Ben enloy b'shas mis. The darchin noyam is teaching me how to darshan. I'll be masked with the tzadim. It's a different nafkimina that you will hear it klop. Sido aloche mitzvah sreife. Someone is mechal vol al chamoiso is chayef sreife. Bid chayef sreife. How you do sreife? So the pashas is you make wood, you put a big fire, and you burn it. If someone tells you to burn someone, the pashas. So why we don't do that? Why we don't do that? Zog the Gemara in Sanhedrin, v'hafte l'recha kamoicho. B'roir lo misa yofo. Sreife, open his mouth, pour something hot inside, he will die. Yeah, I don't like to do v'hafter racha kamoicha. This person, the oil mamish, don't want to do v'hafter racha kamoicha. Yeah? Oh, they basically don't want, they can't find that little material to pour inside his mouth. They're allowed to make a beis hamoiked, they're allowed to make a big fire and hang him up and burn him. What is the story? Look at min chaschinuch hazeh. Sreife. You could burn him with a fire, up on the tree, you could put him something in his mouth. But after Racha Kamoicha, it's a bit to be a nice yid. Maybe try to be nice. If it doesn't work out, so they're not nice. And they decide how to do after Racha Kamoicha. A lot of people don't do every day after Racha Kamoicha, yeah? Other name, V'after Racha Kamoicha is a pshat. As maybe it's a hekesh, but in Motzinu, it obdarshet. Welche Sreife the Torah means? V'after Racha Kamoicha is teaching me. Learn. When I say streife, I mean the nicest way. Well, our Torah is v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. So when Hashem said to burn, we hear it in the nicest way. Ezek letem in chaschil. Mum mistab azal in chaschil like a second pshat v'darach klav. But Avada, if the basin want, they can't burn him on a tree. Well, it's a gilui how to make streife. Same thing in saif, the Gemara says in ksuvis. How you have to take saif. When I have to say, maybe your mama chop him up. We take a knife and we just take it off. That's it. What if they can't find a knife? They could just chop him off. As another case, the Imam should make it claw. The Gemara declares an adasim. What is adasim? So we know. A Torah doesn't say adasim. It says anaf eitz oves. Anaf eitz oves means tree. A branch, anaf, that has tree. So the Gemara starts to look, and the Gemara found two kind of leaves that have tree, adasim, what we have, and hidroif. The Gemara found a different kind. So the Gemara says, how you know to take adasim? Maybe take hidroif. So the Gemara, the hidroif has needles. When you touch it, you get. So ask your kash. Say a person can't find adasim, it's too expensive. He's allowed to take the other thing? He doesn't mind to be cut. Avadanisht. Darchinayam is teaching us what is adasim. So we today, Ki'ilu it says in the Torah Adasim. Now how the Torah writes it? It writes, anaf it's obvious, b'chel d'achinoyim, you figure it out. It's clearly. As I gave the Torah, hekesh, b'metzinu, we have psuk, kler rebel chono. Vazi de pshat in simen vov is aleph beis. Vazi de pshat in d'chel d'achinoyim. D'chel d'achinoyim is a pshat, no, be'etzem, you could do yibum every time. When the kids die, later, they come, the moshe, a person died with kids, now the kids are not here anymore. Be'etzem, you could do yibum now. Why not? Before she was not a Yavama, now she became a Yavama. 2 years later, no more kids. Be'etzim, you could, Avasinish can noya. So we try to be noya. If we try to be noya, we don't do Yibu. Other name. Dachel dachel noyam is a pshat in the posuk. If the kids die later, well, it's not nice that Yibu will start later, so we tie it. Ve'ben eloi, b'shas misa ke'omar. That the shas misa, if he has kids, then you do Yibu, and if he doesn't have kids, then you don't do Yibu. If he doesn't have kids, you do yibum. And if he has kids, you don't do yibum. And even if he doesn't have them later, I mean, I know if ben Ella, it doesn't mean if now he doesn't have a kid. The chedah chinoyam is uptouching the pasuk. It's a drash in the pasuk. And where's the nefkemine? Pashat. What if Lama talking in the case that it is noyam? Rachmanis, she wants to get married. It's the nicest thing for her to make yibum after 5 years. But see, what changes? Mamish noyam. Ishtachish Lebai Lama is born, I mean, he's the king. When to marry him, she wants to marry him. So if it's Dachi Noyam, no, if I can, maybe now it's Noyam. Every time we'll have to ask the Mevinim in Noyam, Bosse is Noyam, Bosse is Kishke Noyam. I say, hey, it's Noyam, you can do Yibum now. But if the Pshad is Dachi Noyam is teaching me That's bad. It's not nice to be mizdakek later. It's not nice that if the kids die, so now I already, a person says, I had something that's very expensive. So maybe if I can't, I have to buy a dasin, but it doesn't change. Dachei Dachinayim taught me how to dasin the pasuk, and now I don't check every case. Siz yon noyam, siz nish noyam. It doesn't make a difference to this specific case if it's noyam or not. It's a drash in the pasuk. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, the drash in Pesayin Amud Beis is mefurish that it's a drash. And we'll see, it's muchach balabatish and it's muchach lomdish. We'll see both. What the Gemara says, there's one Rashi in Pesayin Amud Beis. Let me say the Rashi innovating in Pesayin Amud Beis. The Gemara speaks about the kids that die. B'shas the Yavam died, he had kids. And then they died, so the Gemara wants the Yavam to do Yibum now. So the Gemara says, Nishke Noyam. So the Rashi, Dorche Adarchim Noyam. V'zu sho'oyo lo ben v'lo niske ko lo Yibum, v'nises lashuk v'meis, im teimer tachloitz, harim mizgano al bailo. I would stop here. But it's not Noyam. So Rashi, hilkach al kochoch, ben en loy b'shas nisik ko'omar, v'ari yesh loy. Hilkach al kochoch, ben en loy b'shas nisik ko'omar, v'ari yesh loy. So Rashi, the darchei darchei noyam, is up-touching the pasuk. As vos teis ben en loy b'shas nisik ko'omar. It's a pshat in the pasuk. So again, Rashi says like this, if a person dies and he has kids and then they die, she doesn't need to do Yibum. Why? It's not nice. Because she's already married to someone else. She will have to do Yibum now. It doesn't look nice. She's gone al bayil, she'll have to do chalitza. Hilkach, so Rashi, so now it's a drash. That ben Eloi, Hashem said, b'shas misi. He has a ben? Yes. Not. So, b'shas misi koma. Before Rosh Rashi. Now, Herzachayim Lomdus. Sach besef in b'shas. That's mukhik minei v'beyim Rashi. If you say in Rashi that darcheh darcheh noyam is not a pshat in pasuk, darcheh darcheh noyam is a din noyam. Every time check, yon noyam, nish noyam, yon noyam, nish noyam. So I'll ask you a shayla. Rashi says, why it's not noyam? Because if she got married to someone, and you will tell her that she needs to do chalitza, it's very not gishmak from the husband. So I'll ask you a different shayla. A person dies, he has 5 kids. After a week, all the 5 kids die. She could do yibum now? She never got married. There's no problem with darcheh noyam. She's not misgan al bailo. There's no bailo. What? Fakir is the nicest thing she wants. She doesn't have a husband now. She lost 5 kids and a husband. Okay, what machen yibum? It's the shenste zach in the world. Rashi never said if you want to marry someone else, it's not noyam. Rashi says it's not noyam. She's married already. And then the first person goes, hey, come back to me. It's not nice. The husband gets upset. This is a Rashi. I'm asking, but what would be in this case? It's your noyam. So if noyam is specific, every time you measure your noyam, nish noyam, it's not noyam. This is the reason Rashi has a problem. While Rashi learns what is Nachin Noyam. Rashi doesn't say Tachzov et Izdake. The only Noyam that Rashi found is what Rashi learns. All those Gemara says Nesrol if you Rashi. Rashi learns what is the case of Noyam. Ein zin Noyam she tizgane al bailo. So it's a big problem. What is the case that she doesn't have a husband? That is Rashi answered it. Hilkach beben Eloi b'shach nisekro. What is the problem of Nachin Noyam? We uptouch the pasuk. We change the pasuk. And we dash in the pasuk that ben en loy b'shas misik ha'omar. So now that we dash in the pasuk that ben en loy b'shas misik ha'omar, now this is the pshat in the pasuk. This is the drosha in the pasuk. If this is the pshat in the pasuk, and now this is the drosha in the pasuk, so we have one drosha. That ben en loy, if he has a kid b'shas misik, he does yibum. He doesn't do yibum. If he doesn't have a kid, he does yibum. So ben en loy has to be b'shas misik, he doesn't have a kid. But if later he doesn't have a kid, so mach nicht das. Wenn mir Rashi, forget this reason Rashi explained it. Sagt Rashi, weil bei Chai Gavin it's not nice. So bei Mele, I'm uptouching the Pasuk, so bei Ein Lo B'Shas Mise, because that case, so now I know that bei Ein Lo B'Shas Mise koma, so even if she didn't get married, or bei Ein Lo B'Shas Mise koma. Now it's an uptouching the Pasuk. We don't check in every case specific. Oh, in this case is yon noyam, nish noyam, yon noyam, nish noyam. It doesn't make a difference. That's what Dvorim Burim Berashi. Rebbe Chanan speaks it out. Vav Aleph. Aber as we'll go back to our suit. Zog the world, Tesis learn like Rashi. You have to know how to start with the Tesis and the Beis and Mudal. We'll see if the time will explain it. Tesis is learning like Rashi. That Dorcheo Darchi Noyam is a pshat in posuk. Was is the pshat in posuk? Weil Dorcheo Darchi Noyam tells me that Sreifa means Eivir to put in his mouth. Sayyid means a knife. Anaf itzovos means hadasim. Dachel Dachinoyam tells me to do Yibum only to Ochiv Shehoyo Bo'ilomoy, not to new brothers. Because if you have to make Yibum to new brothers, she will have to wait. She will get married and then she will have to leave. So Hashem spoke only on brothers that exist. Are you asking me, you're right? In the case that there's more brothers, the new brother that comes into the picture is no Chiston of Dachinoyam, but it doesn't make a difference. While in different cases, I will call it, what is different cases? That is no brothers. If the new brother has to do Yibum, so Nishkenoyam. If the new brother needs to do Yibum, this is Nishkenoyam. If the new brother needs to do Yibum, this is Nishkenoyam. So B'meila, we know now that Chinoyam is Megale Ben Eloi B'Shas Misei Ke'omar, Zige B'Shas Nefile Ke'omar, Yokum HaShemochi B'Shas Nefile Ke'omar. So we optage the Pasuk. See, how to optage the Pasuk? And we optage the Pasuk that B'Shas Misei Ke'omar, we made a new brother that comes in later. Too late. Too late. So you're right. In that case, it's your noya. Oh, but as in different cases, it's not noya. So the Zelda Zach, we said, even if in the case that she's not married, Lefi Rashi. Oh, but fine, in the case that she's married, it's not noyam. So we already optage the pasuk ben en lebishas misekoma. Dr. Belchonon, so we're learning Lefi Tesis, zike bishas nefile koma. Because if you're a mechadish that a new zike for a new brother could come later, so if she got married, it'll be not noyam. If she has to wait, it'll be not noyam. So we maybe optage the pasuk. And maybe Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, so Rabbi Kiveger himself, my kasha fell apart. What I'm asking a kasha. Sidoa nafkemina. What is this kasha? Why am I the pasuk shle boy lomoy? Because darke noyam. I'm asking a shayla. But sidoa nafkemina. When there's more brothers, sis yonoyam. You're right. But by the case that there's no brothers, is nishke noyam. By the case that there's no brothers, is nishke noyam. So when in that case is nishke noyam when there's no brothers, so even when his brothers already that darke noyam was megale to me, vita reins as the pasuk. And the name is Megale, Vitzarayim says the Pasuk. The man is Miyushev, Taisis Kasha. The man is Miyushev, Rav Kiveger's Kasha. Melekum Tzurik, Taisis Kasha, Taisis has a starke Kasha. But I say, why I need a Pasuk to tell me that Shiloh Yehoi Lomri cannot do Yibum? Why I need a Pasuk? Taipu Lemitzad Archinoyam. And you can't answer me that you will find a chetimtzis that it's not a problem. If it's a gilu, it's a violent, in some cases it's a problem. So it's megale, as the pasuk is not spoken mechai gavne. So man, I don't need a pasuk. Kum tzurik, there's this kasha. Even if the Adam Lama Zohar with Asher from Yesh V'Yachim. On Yesh V'Yachim. Yochim Hashem Ochim, Eze Ochim, Ochim, Shebashas Nefilem. This is this kasha. This is kasha, very good. Well, now we understand, this is kasha, why I need a pasuk? Which one to me ask? This is asking a kasha, why I need a pasuk? Take them inside the Chinoyam. They were trying to answer that we need a pasuk for that case. We said one case doesn't help. Because in the other cases it's not noyam, so we know now that Achim Yachlov is only b'shas nefilah. So I don't need a pasuk, give Yeshu Yachlov. Remember, this is Tesis kasha. We're trying to explain Tesis kasha. Well, come, this is a problem. What is Tesis kasha? I don't need a pasuk. What are you asking? You don't need a pasuk? Tesis kasha. We also ask discussions.
No,
the
we're learning
that Dasanim
is teaching us the
Pasuk. Not the Pasuk of Yeshu Yachdo. That's time, the Ach, that is no Yibim, is only Ach, that is Mishaf. Yot Moshem Ochiv. The Pasuk that you do Yibim, who does Yibim? Only the people that are there. The Zik is only for the people that are there, Mishaf Nefilah. This is the first case. Melefrek teis akashis. I don't need a pasuk of Yeshu v'yachdov. Tepe le mitzad achinoyah. Tepe le mitzad achinoyah. And for teisvitz. Love is not teisvitz teisvitz. V'oimeri. The yitzarich. Why I need a pasuk of Shalaya v'oilomoy. The yitzarich le'eichet l'chamoisi shal yavom amuruberes. The avishapir darkinoyam. V'tamtin shemotei letzocho v'tiyas kukolei. And for Tesis, why I need a pasuk to memayet eshesochiv shalai hoya bo'i lomoy? Why I need a pasuk to memayet eshesochiv shalai hoya bo'i lomoy? So Tesis, I need a pasuk for a case that when the brother died, like it was no brother's taki, and in that case, the chamoyser was mu'uberes. The chamoyser was mu'uberes. And b'meile, he has to wait maybe the brother that I know, Reuben dies, he doesn't have brothers. But Reuben's mother is Mu'beretz. So Mamele, the wife of Reuben has to wait, maybe another baby will come out, and Mamele, she will have a Yibu. And B'chayigav, there's no Chison of Dalchinoya. These are the words of Tesis. Now this Tesis tells needs a lot of pshat. Want to miss out of the problem. What is that? They ask the kasha, why I need a pasuk to tell me that you can't do even b'shalaya b'ilomo, you tapele that it's not noyam, to wait it's not noyam, or if you also, if you get married and then you become also, it's not noyam, so why I need a pasuk to tell me that I can't do even b'shalaya b'ilomo. And for this, I need it for a case that chamoise is mu'beres, and then he has to wait, maybe a baby will come to the world. Frank developed four starke kashas on this, and every one of them is shrek. What is the Taisa's answer? Chamoisi mu'beres, so he has to wait. No, so it's weiter not al kenayam. He also has to wait. To wait for 9 months is a lot of time. 9 months is a long time. What? Then she has to wait more, but 9 months is a long time. But you see, some people 6 months can't handle it, yeah? They have to wait 9 months. What is the Taisa's Taisa? What is it else? I want to say, Einach Hanami, I'm asking, in the Ramban is Mashma, in the Ramban is Mashma, that the Teres of Tesis is, 9 months is not so bad. I say it's Mashma in the Ramban, Ashver Ramban. Ramban says these words. It's only 9 months. A minute. I'm a Pashtas, this Nishkin Mahalach. More from that, Tesis and Afbei says, that if the Isha is the Nida, it's 2 weeks, it's not Darkinoyam if you have to wait. Tesis says it's Yon Noya, because you wait for your husband anyway. So she's also married to the whole world, so it doesn't make a difference. She anyway can't marry no one now. So it's not chisalon of noyah. Technical. Abba Masha and Taisis that Lu Yitzuyah, she has to wait for 2 weeks. It's not noyah, she has to wait 2 weeks. She can't wait. So Taisis is not a chisalon, she's waiting. The husband also, she's waiting. But when out of order, the husband, she's also waiting. Taisis says to wait 2 weeks. It's nishken noyah. To tell a person to wait us is nishken noyah. Person can't wait. The time of order, he can't wait. As I said to Taisis. So what are Taisis parents? So what if she's mu'beres? 9 months. Ein kasha. Zweite kasha fragt Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Tesis said that she's mu'beres, so she can't get married. Why? As Darkin Noyam, she would not be allowed to get married. Why? She has to wait. Why she has to wait? It's mechza schorim, mechza nekeves. The mute mapilis. So it's roiv that this baby is not a zochor. So she's allowed to get married. Bilch is roiv. She goes, for sure, it's not a boy. Before we said, she has to wait, maybe one day will be someone. The ganze leben, the stone will come a boy. But here, this ibu, what is inside? 50% a boy, 50% a girl, a zochor and a keva, miut mapilis. So it's 40% that will be, a pialoch, she's allowed to get married. So it's not emes that she has to wait, bichlal. It's not emes that she has to wait. And the male, she doesn't have to wait, so she gets married, and if then later she has to be a Yibum, it's Nishkin Darchinoyah. What Taisa says, that's not a problem here, she will wait. It's only she doesn't have to wait. So I remember last Mass was given us Abba Ha'ilbi, Agitain, I don't know if he's right, it's not good. Well, no one's asking now, but Agifrag, the Lu Yitzuyah is five Chamoisei. I know. Reuben's father was married to five ladies, and all the five were mu'beres. Right? So, and one is 40% that is a zocho, and the second one is another 40%. So it's already over 100%, there'll be one boy. It's from five, it's two and a half.
I don't know.
40% from five, two will be a boy.
Two.
What?
Still a meal.
I want to explain why Yelem is right to ask such a shy. It's not stammer. The whole Teretz of Tesis is that we need the pasuk for such a case. It's a doicha. But if it's an efkimina somewhere, so we need a person. That's the oimak and tesis. And again, the chamois is mu'beres, and you have to wait. I have a echatimtze. It's not going to be a yiftan emes, it's a good effect, the echatimtze. Chamois is mu'beres, I'm going to pour chamois is mu'beres. Das muss jeder Mensch fragen. Ich sage, Chetese ist fein. Chetese ist what? Man tell us, Chetese ist, but why in Asai Chetimza ein Nida Pasuk? Aber man kann auch Asai fragen, ob ich weg. The third Kasha is better. Why he has to wait? Why she has to wait? We brought down from the Bismeir and Simon Kufchov base, as the Bismeir and Kufchov base of, that, Zog the Bismeir, Shittas HaTesfes, that when there's no Yobom, you don't wait. There's no Zik, Zik and then Machmas HaMeis. He said, it's Machlekes Tesfes HaRosh HaRabah, we said Lashir, you don't have to wait. So what Tesfes said that you have to wait? So I want to be mad, a minute. I want to the first three Shailas are one kind of Shailas. The first Shaila is, Tesfes says she will wait for 9 months, it's not a problem. Why 9 months is not a problem? And the base Tesfes said 2 weeks is a problem. Ein Kasha. Second Kasha is, Rabbi Kiveger says it's not Emma she has to wait. Rabbi Aloha, she's allowed to get married. It's a Reuv that is not a Zocho. And third Shaila is, Lama Zogin that is Mistome will be a Zocho. The case of Yelim. Lama Zogin for sure will be a Zocho. Oh, but we said, Shitas HaTesfes, that Kozman is no Yovam, you don't have to wait. You're allowed to get married. Let me be masked by a business of stand the kashas. I want before we say take it, have shot. Rab Kiveger and the Chidush Rab Kiveger, understand the Tesfes that the reason it's not the chinoya, not because you wait. If we explain right, Rab Kiveger learns avada you don't have to wait. When Tesfes asks the kasha, why I need a pasuk l'shelo hara bari lamoi? Typically, it's not noya. And the new brother will do ibum mitznat noya. So Rab Kiveger explained in the Chidush in the first Rab Kiveger and second pair. Why it's not noya? Because she's for sure allowed to get married. She doesn't have to wait just in case a new brother will come. So she gets married, and then a new brother comes. She has to leave her husband. It's very not nice. It's not noya. She for sure is allowed to get married. It's not sad that she's not allowed to get married, because we explain why. The Bismeir explained. There's no yavam. Even that she knows for sure one day will be a yavam, but now you need a pasuk loisia eishes ameis chutza. When Alexander Sakosov, the Yavam is allowed to get married. What stops the Yavam? The Zikr. The Zikr is when someone that I'm Zokuk to is a Zikr. But if I'm not Zokuk to him, there's no Zikr. So the Eishes HaMeis cannot be Chutzo only because man, I'm Zokuk to someone. When I'm not Zokuk to someone, there's no Zikr. So I bet I'm allowed to get married, Zokuk Kiveiga. So if I'm allowed to get married, Zokuk Kiveiga, so I'm getting married. So what is the Nam Noya? I have to leave. Nam Noya? If them end for Tesfes, no, when she's Muberes, then it's only 9 months. Then it's only 9 months. The Shaila is so what if it's 9 months? So they can understand, and here she has to wait. And we're asking three questions. First, why she has to wait? Like Rabbi Kiveger, it's not Emes, Becheshbon, she could know for sure that she doesn't have to wait. Because now she knows for sure, Al-Pi Roiv, that will not be a boy. Well, second of all, we're asking, and even if Becheshbon Mistama will be a boy, but Tesis didn't answer why she will have to wait. But maybe if she doesn't have to wait, so she's allowed to get married, and if later a brother comes, it's not Noyam. Again, Tesis is asking that it's not Noyam when a lady is married and a new brother comes into the world to tell her go to him. She says, it's not nice, I was married to him, it's not nice. This one is not Noyam. The man is a Gilu Kul. I mean, it's not Noyam, I was married, he messed me, it's not nice, it's not Noyam. This is Tesis Kasha. So Tesis, if she's Mubelis already, it's okay. Why? Because she's waiting. Why Al-Pi Halacha she has to wait? It's not Emes. She doesn't have to wait. In this case, before, maybe she had to wait, because maybe one day will be a boy. Here, a statistic, she knows that will not be a boy. Al-Pi Roiv, she's allowed to get married. So Tesis never answered.
It is a boy, it's 1 year old.
She has 12 years. Right, so Tesis asks in the base, and Tesis will tell it. The last two lines of base of Mudalif. Look in Tesis. Look at the faces. A minute, we'll get to that. So, Fakam Kibagi, what do you answer me? You have to wait. It's not MS, one kasha. Second of all, why Takashi will have to wait? And the third kasha we're asking, stop. Waiting alone is a problem. You write that before Tesis was not handling it. Tesis was handling the second kind of Dalkinoyam. It's not nice to get messed up. Aber avada unavada unavada, that Tesis is masking, that it's also not nice when someone has to wait. Who said it? Tesis, the Beis Mudalif. Tesis, the Beis Mudalif said that to wait, it's not nice. So again, this is the reason, if you see the Chiddush of Kiveiga, he speaks out at the beginning of the Kasha of Tesis. Rav Kiveiga doesn't do it. Kiveiga is explaining. Tesis' Kasha was by us not the waiting. He didn't believe that you have to wait. Because Kol Zman is no Zika, you don't have to wait. Tesis didn't hold that you have to wait. So what was Tesis Kasha? So what was Tesis Kasha? But you messed up because when the baby comes, it's not nice. When Avdem is up to the Tesis, then in Mu'beres, it's not a problem. Because there she has to wait. And the Kashas are three. Al Pi Alocha, she doesn't have to wait. And if she has to wait, why she has to wait? The Chura Tesis doesn't hold that you have to wait. And the third kasha, that by us was the first kasha, l'cha'ure, forget about that right there, she has to wait, so there will be no problem that she will be messed up. But there's a nochison of Darchinoya. The fact that she's waiting. So again, Rabbi Kivegir is masgir. Rabbi Kivegir tried the pshat. Well, Avad will not like this. Rabbi Kivegir tried the pshat. That the mahalach would be, in Rishenim Avad HaMashma Mishlazi. But I say Rabbi Kivegir, that was Dvorov tried. The Tesis learns to wait, now we're not handling it. We're handling the Darkinoyam that she's leaving. It's not nice, and it's shame. Ain't the Darkinoyam, she's the Osir al Bayla, the Loshim for Rabbi Kivegir. Zotesis, in this case, she's waiting anyway. So maybe that mess will not happen. Why she's waiting anyway? Because she's more Beres. For Rabbi Kivegir, Becheshma, she doesn't have to wait. It's right. That's the Kasha from Yedda. Second Kasha, we ask Seda. Why Taka she has to wait? We explain that Shir Belondis, that Shir Zotesis, that Belondis, you don't wait. And third Kasha is, you know what, Rabbi Kivegir, you're right, she has to wait. Das allein ist nicht der Neue. Das allein ist nicht der Neue. The fact that you're waiting is nicht der Neue. Wo er reich ist in Nida, wenn der Nida has to wait, is also nicht der Neue. So to wait allein ist nicht der Neue. But the fourth Kasha is the Oile al Kula. This is what you asked before. It's Mama Shishtar from Kasha. The way we learned Tesis before, Tesis 10, it doesn't make sense. We said before that the Chinoyam, it's not a specific case. It's a way how to dash in the pasuk. It's a way how to dash in the pasuk. How to dash in the pasuk? The Chinoyam tells you, "V'ben Eloi b'shas misik oma, v'ach Eloi b'shas misik oma, zike b'shas misik oma." This is the way the tzur of the Torah was given. B'shas misik oma. This is the way the Torah gave it. This is the tzura the Torah gave the mitzvah. B'shas misik oma. This is the tzura of the Torah. Remember we said, even if it's more brothers, and in this case it's not a problem, but it doesn't make a difference. We ask, like, all the Rishonim, Rav Kivegir asked the kasha. What is Tesis kasha? Who has more brothers? It's Noyam. But we said, while in the case that it's no brothers, it's not Noyam. So even in the case that it's Noyam, the zikah doesn't start later. Only B'shas misik. So what end for Tesis? In the case that she's Mu'beres, well, I have a terror, she's Mu'beres, he has to wait. Besides, but in the case that she's not Mu'beres, she doesn't have to wait. So the Chinoyam is teaching me now that the Pshat and Ben Enloi Ve'ach Enloi B'shas Misik Oma. So even in the case that she's Mu'beres and she had to wait, it was no Chisor of the Chinoyam. But even so, the Zikr will not be Mischadish later. What? This is the four shayas. So no, the first three shayas are stop. What Tesis answered that B'chai Gavna is not a problem. It is a problem. Technically, it's not a terror. She doesn't have to wait. It's not MS. To wait is a problem. Now the terror says, love is not in Tesis found the Echetimtze. We found the Echetimtze at the beginning of Shir. It's more brothers. The Rishonim had Echetimtze. It's more brothers. Now the terror was, even if you find the Echetimtze, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you're not Echetimtze, it doesn't make a difference. Why it doesn't make a difference? Why it doesn't make a difference? Because the Chinoyam is the uptight pshat in pasuk. That Ben Enle B'shas Misik Oma, Ach Enle B'shas Misik Oma. And even if you have a problem, it doesn't make a difference. In your case, it's good. Zika is not this Chadash later. So she's Mu'beres. You have to wait. We don't know why. But you have to wait. But when the brother, the boy is born, he wants to know Yibam, we tell him, you're right. In your case, she was waiting. There's no mess up. She was not married. There's no chison of Darchinoyam. But in different cases, it's a mess. So we have a drasha now that Ben Enlai, the Ach Enlai, it's all the B'shas Misa. The new people don't get it. And another case also is not a problem. When it was more brothers, it was also no chison. But this was the drasha. It's not a chloric drasha. What? If Darchinoyam is telling me that even if in the andere Echetimtze, it's your Darchinoyam, but while in some Echetimtze it's not Darchinoyam, so B'meila we're saying that this is it, and B'meila the Ach is only B'shas Misa, So if the ach is only b'shas misa, so what is Teisus tam? Al korchoch, menaflanum shat in Teisus. Azei v'Reb Chaim zogt in Stenzel. Reb Chaim said it only for one kasha. But l'mayis and Reb Chaim n'shtigl, mat otzachet, Reb Chaim is yogirich and nishgirich. But I think in the derech what we're learning, we have to learn like Reb Chaim. We have to learn like Reb Chaim. It's not different brayer. The Mahalach is asay. Azei v'Reb Chaim. Zogt Reb Chaim, and this is the etzem, what you tried to say a little bit chanoich. Zog Reb Chaim azay. Teisus didn't mean just to say, when she's muberes, she has to wait. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is right. Statistics, she doesn't have to wait. Teisus meant to say that we need a posuk that ki yeshvu achim yachdov in the case that she's muberes. In the case she's muberes, Zog Reb Chaim, ubor zoykek. She's zokuk to the ubor. As the first darkenayim that we said before, that it's already beklal, that the zikah is only for the brothers that are dear, the ubor is already dear. The ubor is already dear. The ubor is zaykek. So she has a yohum that she's zakuk to. You're right, darkenayim before was megala to me, that the zikah, because in the case that there's no brothers, is not noyam, so the zikah is only to the brothers that exist. Zot Reb Chaim meuberes, uber zaykek. She's mezkuka to the Uber. Zog Reb Chaim weiter. Al pi halacha, she comes to ask the shayla, I'm allowed to get married? They tell her yes. Because statistic mistomer will not be a boy. And then the boy comes up, and she becomes us. I said, it's not nice. She says, doesn't nishke chisol of talchinaya. He will be masbi why. What would be if it was a brother in America? We didn't know that he exists. And she came, and the brother came. And now he says, I'm a yohum. And she got married already. She tells us, it's not nice, I got married. It's not noyam. Forget about you. I'm not a nish. Why not? I'm nish noyam. The talent says, this is not pshat that we have a problem here. You didn't know about him. Nadar kinoyam means a new thing happens. A baby never exists. And a new baby is born. You want to be mechadesh. It's not noyam to be mechadesh such a parsha. It's not noyam to be mechadish such a parsha of Yibu. This is nishke noyam. So we're not mechadish such a parsha of Yibu. It's nish noyam. But when the yom is here, you just don't know about it? Bechai gavne is no chisol of darchi noyam. This is what Reb Chaim says in stencil. Bemele, we asked the kasha to wait 9 months. It's not gishmak. Teisus says in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, in the last two lines, that I to wait for a kid 12 months. Zog Teisus, it's not chisol. She's waiting because she's kuka to him. He's too little, he can't do it. It's technical. This is not a chisol of Darchinoya. Darchinoya means when it's a halacha, they get uber is like it. So wait. He said, if she's locked in the door, and if the yavam is in Russia, and you can't find him, so Darchinoya is mad at him? No. People stay at goodness all their life. I is Nishkinoya. This is not a chisol. Nishkinoya means if a person will die, and a halacha will be a problem, and she stays at goodness, that's Nishkinoya. If we don't know where's the husband, then you have to wait for him. This is not a chisol and darchinoyam. So this is one teretz on Teisus kasha. So the teretz of Teisus is that she's muberes and she's zokuk to that ubo. But man, if she's waiting for him, so Teisus doesn't nishke chisol, and she has to wait. And even if you have kibehega that she doesn't have to wait, so b'chaim, but doesn't kiilu b'medina sayam. Later you will find out. So the teretz is ki yeshvu achim yachdov. He has to, she has to learn yeshiva achas ba'olam. Yeshiva achas ba'olam is in the same world. And it was inside his stomach, so Nishkin is the world. This is what Rebbe Chanan doesn't like about Reb Chaim. Reb Chanan says, Reb Chaim is so right, so he doesn't know how it's mismayed me yeshiva achas ba'olam. Other Reb Chaim is gerecht, other Nish. This is what Rebbe Chanan, I don't want to go into it. Rebbe Chanan, because it's, oh, it says, it's very kishmak to Reb Chaim. No, so the posuk yeshiva yachdov, it's chvayto yachdov. It's not Yachdos to Reb Chaim, who told Reb Chaim the Shtikos there? I want to explain. Ubo Zoykek, we don't have a Pasuk. Reb Chaim decided that if you could do Yibum to a brother, if he's inside his stomach, he's already a brother. I would say he's not a brother, he's not a living person. Reb Chaim decided that he is. If he decided that he is, the Mele, he said this to Pshat and Teisus, it's no Pasuk, it's a smaller. Nusa, Yeshu Achim Yachdos. It's not called Yeshiva. He's standing, why is it called Yeshiva? I'm saying, I'm just explaining I could hear both tzadim. I could hear the Shayna Pshat from Chaim, that B'chai Gavne, she has to wait, and it makes sense, and all the kashas are not a kasha, when I feel like you have a gzera sakosum of them. Rebbe Chonon says he likes the Pshat, but he's not clear that if the Pshat is so good, if the Pasuk could be memided. The Pasuk could be memided. Lomme Moisiv Zayn, one more Yisof et HaShlom HaSa'inyan. Reb Nochem fragt HaKash. We learned, Be'etzem is a Chazor HaShtik. Eilenis doesn't part of the Tzorah. Chadman Do'om, Arovet. Eilenis doesn't part of the Tzorah. Eilenis, you can't do Yibum. Asher Teilet Prat La'Eilenis. But she doesn't part of the Tzorah. Aish is a Yishasach. Obos Nishken Ervedik Yishasach. It's called Yishasach de Memele. She doesn't part of the Tzorah. The Erev of the Yishasach from the island is doesn't part of the Tzorah. Frag the Yerushalmi, so why is Yishasachiv Shaloi Bo Ilomoi part of the Tzorah? It's also Nishken Erev of the Yishasach. Zog the Yerushalmi, Yishasachiv Shaloi Bo Ilomoi, HaToyro Ripso. What is the Pshat? We explained already a couple of times. The motion, it was Moshe says Pshat. Island is the Yishasach will Yibum. The fact that she's married to my brother is a good reason to do Yibum. She's married to the right person. It needs Yibum. She, her body doesn't let her to do Yibum. Oh, but the marriage, the Yishasach Shabo, wants Yibum. Yishasach im Shalei Boi Lomoi, the Kurve, she was Shalei Boi Lomoi, that Kurve is Nish Mechayev Yibum. After the Gzeres HaKosov of Shalei Boi Lomoi, Hashem only said Yibum Lehoi Boi Lomoi. The Pashas Yibum was never Lehoya Boi Lomoi. The Shalaya Boi Lomoi was not never a Pashas Yibum. So that was not never a Pashas Yibum, Shalaya Boi Lomoi. That is Shesach, is a Hermodike Shesach. This is the different Teretz. And this is Shalaya Mokim Mitzvah. This is Yom Mokim Mitzvah. But this is the, this was Tesis Malach. But what we learned in Rashi at least, we learned in all the other Rishonim is, that Shesach Island is the Shesach will Yibum. Shalai Boi Lomoi, Hashem said, only do Yibum Lehoya Boi Lomoi. Le Shalai Boi Lomoi, HaToyro Ripso Lehed Yezog De Yerushalmi. Ramban brings him down in a few days. By us. Frek Reb Nochem, Omer Hazeh, he doesn't understand Tesis Kashe. Tepuk Le Mitzad Dar Chinoya. If Eish Yisochim Shalai Boi Lomoi would not have a Pasuk that it's Potur, it will only be Potur Misvore. Because it's Shalai Hoya Boi Lomoi is Nishken Dar Chinoyam. So it means that Eish Yisach will want Yibum. She said, not nice. So it will not be a Ervedike Yishasach. So it will not pater a Tzoro. If we're saying that the reason that the Yishasach from the island v'shaloi boi lomoi paters the Tzoro, because the Nismato lehed yibateiro. Mashiach in the island is a technical Zach. Over here Hashem was memayed the kul v'shaloi boi lomoi. Frek Reb Nochem. Nice to know in the belly, Frek Reb Nochem. Yishasach v'shaloi boi lomoi. If it's only as Dar Chinoyam, so be'ezim she could do Yibu. It's not nice. But Eish Yisach de Memele. She can't battle the Tzor. The Yerushalmi says, why it battles the Tzor? Kevon she'atoyro mi'ato lehedye. Don't know why the Yerushalmi needs it, but this is the Ramban of Yud Beis. So they ask the Kasha, ma yishno ayin v'shlo yabo ilomoy. He writes this in the Filo Shnir, in the Filo Rishon. But that's the Yerushalmi's Kasha. And Taisi said, that's the Mokim Mitzvah, that's all the Hezbein that we said in Yud Beis. But the Rishon, you bring down a Hezbein in the Yud Beis, and the Hezbein was, that the Shlo yabo ilomoy is nismato min ha-parsho. Dar Chinoyam is not nismato min ha-parsho. So I want to say, lefi what we said, we could be miyashev it. It's shpet, you'll think yourself. Lefi the shekotera that we said, that it's a gilui in the posuk, we could be miyashev it. But I want to finish one little thing, that it's mamish, it's a vertach milyonim, herzachai. Zog the world, if this is MS, what we said now, we have a givaldik pshat in Rashi. The Gemara says, "Eish esochiv shelo yoyo boi lomoi heichekzive." That's the Gemara's kasha. "Eish esochiv shelo yoyo boi lomoi heichekzive." Zok Rashi leisure. We asked yesterday in Shiur why Rashi says leisure. Rashi had to say, "How we know that she's potur?" The teretz that she's potur nishken darkinoyam. We have a teretz. It's nishken darkinoyam. But how we know that she's the ervedikeishes ach that she could patur tzoro? תכסיב כי ישו אחים יחדו. עוד סוג יש תפת על הצורו. איך הכסיב אלה רישיין עם התירוצים? דר חינויים, דר חינויים. אבל we have a different problem. אבל how we know לאיסורי? How we know שזה אין בדיקי שסך? זה נשמע כאורן רשי. איך הכסיב אלה איסורי? Okay, tomorrow we have to go up this advice.
And Rashi in the Mishnah, no, Rebbe. And Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi in the Mishnah, very good. Herself?
I don't have to look at this one.
Sorry. Oh, it's right.